It is 62 beautiful degrees in Kalamazoo, 307. It's 590 WKZO, and my name is Jeremy Lawrence, host of the show named after me.
That would make sense.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah, the Jeremy Lawrence show hosted by some guy named Bob. See, it doesn't work. You got to get somebody with that name. So they looked around and found me. So there you go. And with me, as always, producing the show with the utmost efficiency today is...
Michael Loudon.
There you go. Okay. And you're wearing your K-Wings gear, I notice.
Yep. That's... I'm going to the game tonight.
Aha. Yes.
I had someone tell me that the first 2,500 tickets for tonight's game were on sale for $4.
Yeah.
I could not pass that up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was... we mentioned that the other day, actually, too, on Kalamazoo's Morning News. Had their play-by-play guy in. So we talked a little bit about that. And yeah, it's exciting stuff that they're heading for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting you should mention that.
Yes. This will be my first K-Wings playoff game I've ever attended. Mm-hmm. I've attended some regular season games, but never a playoff game.
You know, I don't know that I've actually seen the K-Wings in person. And the only reason I say that is because I have previously lived in cities where their rivals have been based. So, I've seen a few games there, but I don't know that it was the K-Wings I watched.
Okay.
So, there's my out. But I haven't been to a game yet, so...
Better get on that.
I may have to do that. I mean, we got the playoffs here. Come on, playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs? We're going to talk about playoffs.
Well, we are going to talk about playoffs because thanks to our friend John Brown, we've got some tickets for somebody to be able to go see them. And a little bit later on in the program, not too much later because we want you to get the opportunity to pick them up, but a little bit later in the program, we're going to do a big, big, big package that includes four tickets to go see the K-Wings tonight at the game. These are really good seats, from what I can tell. Some great, great seats.
Maybe they'll be seated right by me.
No, you want people to show up, Michael. Come
on. Oh, dang it.
But and in addition to that, because you know what? I want to take care of all your entertainment needs all weekend long. We got those. And then we also have four tickets. Celebration Cinema, where you can go see the new Disney nature movie, Bears, coming out today. You remember they've done some of those nature movies before. Well, this one following a family of bears in Alaska. I don't believe Sarah Palin's in this one. I do believe it's full of bears. Something tells me.
I mean, yeah, you'd be disappointed if all of a sudden it was a movie titled Bears and it was all about ducks.
Yeah, you know. But I mean, can you imagine that, though? You're going along following these bears, and then in the background you got Sarah Palin back there going, hi!
Just randomly showing up once in a while.
Aiming a gun at the bear. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not that.
Maybe that's not what you want to see in one of those. But it's Disney Nature's Bears out. Nice documentary. I've been hearing some good things about this. So we're going to have a nice prize package with all of that. Just imagine you get to go see the K-Wings tonight and Bears tomorrow. Or Sunday, you know.
Whenever you want to choose to go.
Heck, wait until middle of next week. I don't care. But we're going to give you the tickets anyway. So we've got that taken care of here. Also, yesterday we didn't get an opportunity to share the video of the day with you. So we're doing a twofer today.
All right.
The video from yesterday was still there yesterday. But I'm going to tell you about it now because I didn't get to it yesterday. If you know the song Happy... You know it. I know you know it, Mike.
Oh, yes, I know it.
You seem like the kind of guy that would dance along to that whenever it played. But, well, this is someone's parody of that. It's Happy Tax Day Edition. This is their version of what it's like paying taxes to the federal government. Since we all got done with Tax Day a few days back, figured you might enjoy this one. It's sort of the lighter side of Tax Day. It's sort of called Happy, but in a way, it is a parody because they end up singing Crappy.
Yes. So,
already you're seeing where this video is going. Anyway, check it out for yourself. Also, this one was impressive. This was one of these GoPro camera videos that they've got out there. You know, this is that camera that you can take anywhere and do anything, and they've had them out there where some kid takes it on a go-kart or bears start eating the camera, which... I'm assuming it doesn't show up in that Disney movie, but in this particular one, this is a guy who's driving around in his car with a moonroof. And from the moonroof, is able to shoot a basket into a regulation basketball hoop.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. It is. You got to see this thing. So check them both out. They're in the blog section at WKZO.com. And if you're wondering where that is, it's just right below the news area on the website. If you just scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. Or to make it easier on yourself, you can catch the latest one. It's posted at our Facebook page. We've got the Facebook link right there at the top of WKZO.com. So make it easier on yourself. And if you have not taken the opportunity to like us on Facebook, a perfect time for you to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You just go click, click, you're done. Two clicks. You couldn't ask for anything better than that.
And then we will show up in your news feed.
There you go. And if you're lucky, Michael won't show up at your door. We talked him out of it.
Yeah,
he was going to do it, but I said, you know what? We can't have him do that. So, you know what? Some great stuff to talk about on the show today. Got some interesting stuff. First of all, a little bit later on, we're going to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. Some news came out about that just about half an hour ago. We'll share a little bit of that with you. Plus, something Jimmy Carter had to say about the pipeline that maybe it'll change your mind about it. I don't know. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, though, I want to ask you a question, if you're listening. It's a very simple question. The question is, are you satisfied?
Yes.
You didn't even let me finish the question. Oh. Michael's satisfied. He doesn't know what with, but he's satisfied. There it is. But are you satisfied with where you live?
Still yes.
Okay, there you go. All right. So I can't give you too much trouble over that because you ended up getting the question right. But according to a survey, in the Kalamazoo Portage region, 90.6% of people that reported in this particular Gallup poll said that they were satisfied with this particular area that they live in. That ranks this area, I believe it's 19th in the nation amongst areas where people are satisfied with where they live. Now, lest you think, all right, let's brag about this around the area, quiet down a little bit. Holland and Grand Haven actually made the list higher. Way higher.
I'm guessing it's probably because they have some water over there.
I'm assuming, you know. Honestly, that wouldn't be very satisfying to me being right next to all that lake effect snow blasting me in the face 4 or 5 months out of the year. But, you know, just me, I guess.
I guess it's just being satisfied maybe in the summertime, springtime.
Could be. You know, I mean, Holland, all the tulips, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But they're number three on the list of satisfied places. People that are just absolutely satisfied with where they live. And their percentage ranking is 93.4%. Now, without looking at the list that you've already looked at, Michael,
mm-hmm.
who would you think is number one on this list?
Well,
Stop looking at the list.
If I say it, then that won't be really obvious.
Yeah.
I would think Hawaii.
Well, you would think that. You would think, I would sit there and go, all right, Honolulu, heck, any of the islands out there, it doesn't matter because it's all satisfying, you know, I would think. But no, Fort Collins, Colorado made the top of the list. And I know you're not surprised because you were looking, you're cheating over there.
I really was cheating.
Wow, let me look over your shoulder. But yeah, Fort Collins. Now, they're at 94.9% satisfied. I'm guessing there's a bunch of skiers out there. That's all I'm thinking because if they're out there and they're satisfied, I mean, that's what they've got is mountains and snow.
And the Rocky Mountain air.
There you go. Well, you know, yeah. And, you know, they get to tap the Rockies as well. They mm-hmm. got their Coors and Coors Light out there. Why not? You know? And they've had it for years, too, a lot longer than we've had it. But so they're satisfied in Fort Collins. They're satisfied in Holland and Grand Haven. They're number three on the list. Hawaii, when you said that. That's not too far down the list. Honolulu at 91.7%. Now, I considered Honolulu at one point in my life. I was 18. That tells you what
I'm... You were a dreamer.
I really was. You know, I actually thought about at one point University of Hawaii. Because I did my research at that time. I don't know what it is now, so don't ask. I mean, that's been blah, 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 years ago. And when I did the research, University of Hawaii was actually a cheap place to go. I could have gone on out-of-state tuition cheaper than I could have gone to a state school in-state.
That's pretty good.
I thought so. I didn't end up doing it. It was one of those things where I was like, okay, I got to fly clear out there and basically stay for the next 4 years. Okay, I get it.
Maybe, I guess you could deal with that.
Maybe occasionally I might want to come back, but you know, that's one of those things where I sort of kicked myself a little bit. You know, that would have been fun. You know, go to Hawaii. Why not? Major in surfing.
Or laying on the beach.
There you go.
How would you have ever focused on your classes is what I have to ask. I mean, you'd have been there sitting staring out the window. Oh, what's the professor saying? Oh, look, there's ocean. I'm going to go surfing later.
You know, that's the ultimate for people with, what is that? The can't pay attention to anything. I don't know. I have it because I lost focus just now.
ADD?
There you go. Yeah. For, you know, because instead of squirrel, you're just like, oh, okay, I'm paying it. Beach.
Golf course.
And there are a lot of those there, yeah. But, Honolulu is on the list at number 10. Really, this list has no rhyme or reason. If you look over it, you would think warm weather places. But Billings, Montana, Provo, Utah, Barnstabletown, Massachusetts. I don't even know where that is.
I don't know either.
Massachusetts. But, you know, you got Des Moines, Iowa, Madison, Wisconsin. These are places that, you know, they get snow. And they get cold stuff. So apparently satisfaction is not found in warm weather, per se.
No.
But you go down the list, and right there at number 19, Kalamazoo and Portage. We are outranked right close to us by Ogden, Utah, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Olympia, Washington. And just up behind us, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Portland, Maine. And, of course, I guess we're all right around the 91 to 90.5%. So we're right there close with each other. Portland, Maine, I get. There's lobster. I'm on board with that right there.
Lobster's good.
You're going to get satisfied right there. But, apparently there's a lot of people around here satisfied with where they live. And why not? It's a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't argue that for a minute. I've lived here for 5 months, and I've enjoyed every second of it. Okay, I haven't enjoyed the snowy parts, but
yeah, you brought the snow, remember?
Yeah, that's right. All right,
but
yeah,
anyways, like for me, I'll take this from the sports perspective. I mean, you've got Western Michigan sports around here.
Mm-hmm.
The hockey team is doing very well. The basketball team just made it to the NCAA tournament, and the football team is in a really good rebuilding process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you got the K Wings that are playing, and you got the Growlers that are about to play. So you got all this little, you know, minor league and college sports, and you know, that's just great to see.
Well, and think about the location; you still get all the benefits that that the city has, while still having sort of that small town feel, a little bit anyway. But then, if you want professional sports, think about this. Detroit's just, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, about that.
Chicago is 2.5 hours. Now, granted, if you go to Detroit, you're only going to catch real baseball. I don't know that you'll catch real football if you go there. Sorry, Lions fans. I had to. But but you might get some legitimate stuff if you head to Chicago, you know, if you're looking for good professional football.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a good place to be from a sports perspective.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
We're in that central location that we could go to different towns.
Certainly. Certainly. Or not.
Or not, yeah.
You know, you can just stay home, watch it on television, you know, like most of the rest of us slobs, basically. Now, Michigan didn't make it out unscathed on this satisfaction ratings list. We ended up having a ranking down towards the bottom of the list. And we're talking about Flint, Michigan, at 74.2% satisfaction. Now, I don't know. I haven't been to Flint for probably almost a decade. But, I don't know. Maybe it's gotten worse. Maybe it's gotten better. I don't know. Haven't been there. I do have some friends that live in apparently the least satisfied place in America, and that is Rockford, Illinois. I'm not sure why. I don't know why it's so unsatisfying there. I think the unemployment rate's a little high. That might be one indicator. But they only have a satisfaction rate of 72.8%. That's still not too bad.
No.
All things considered. But apparently there's not much satisfaction. At least not as much as what we've got around here. Which around here we've got, so I have to bring the numbers up again, 90.6% satisfaction. So I wanted to ask you, what makes this area so darn satisfying? What do you like about the Kalamazoo and Portage area? What is it that jumps out and goes, there it is, I'm happy because of this? Now, if you're going to call in and say Jeremy Lawrence, I really want to stop you right now, okay? I mean, I appreciate it, but no. I've only been here for a few months anyway, so. But seriously, you've got something that makes you say, you know what, I like this area and I'm satisfied in it because of blank. How about that? You can tell us about it. Tell us what you're thinking. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You can text us, share your insights that way, and we will share some of those texts as we go throughout the program today. So again, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. What satisfies you about the Kalamazoo and Portage area? Give us a call, let us know as we continue ahead on 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. One degrees, 590 WKZO, and Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Yes, apparently we have hit our high for the day, temperature-wise. It was supposed to be 61 today.
Okay.
So, but that's not bad.
No, that's really good. You
know, really nice day. Looking ahead, it gets even nicer. And we'll talk a little bit with Bob Larson about that here in probably another 10, 15 minutes or so. Because, I mean, this particular week, you couldn't ask for a better Easter weekend.
No.
Looking over this forecast, going to be fantastic. If you'd like to find out how fantastic, Bob will let you know. And, the only thing I can suggest at this point is, given that this is such a nice forecast, I think we all owe Bob Larson like an arrangement or, you know, a fruit basket or something, you know.
Round of applause.
There you go. Something, you know, because if we're going to blame him for the bad stuff, you know, we got to commend him for the good stuff.
We got to thank him for the good stuff. And I remember we had talked earlier in the week and he said today it was going to rain, but I don't see any indications of that. It looks sunny outside and blue skies, so.
You know, I even saw rain in the forecast this morning when I looked, and then I came in a little bit later and heard them say, oh, well, the rain's pretty much over now. Okay.
What rain?
I'll sign on with that.
I never saw or heard any of it.
May have to do some running again tonight. I don't know. But
get out there, Jeremy.
There you go. Got to do it. No, I actually did 5.25 miles the other day.
Very nice.
So looking forward to getting out there again. You know, that kind of hones right in on what we've been talking about, this whole idea of satisfaction with the area. What makes you satisfied with the area that you live in? You know, it's the question I ask because there's been an awful lot of people in this Gallup poll that they asked, are you satisfied with where you live? And, you know, I've lived in a lot of different places, and there are some places that I could say, yes, absolutely satisfied, great place to live. Or some other places I've lived where I go, next. And I know you're asking yourself, all right, okay, you've lived here for a little while. Are you satisfied? So far, so good. So far, so good. I'm enjoying myself. Great place to be. So, you know, and I think, you know, some of that is, you know, some of the areas for runners and and certainly the openness to that. You know, so I think that's certainly a key. But what satisfies you about the Kalamazoo area? What makes you feel like, hey, great place to be? Could it be Western? Maybe you feel like, oh, Western's a great place. Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. I'd ask Michael, but he's biased. So, you know.
Yeah. I enjoyed my 4 years I was there, and I've loved Western sports ever since I was a kid.
You know, and there are some people that have enjoyed their 4 years there so much that they've actually enjoyed their 6 years there. So, you know, or seven or eight. Or
well, technically,
ten.
Four and a half.
Four and a half. Okay. Four and a half. All right. I'll count that half a year. That's close. You know. But what satisfies you about the area? You live in the area. You're satisfied. Tell us. We'd love to hear from you. 803-73. You can text in your comments about it. Say, you know what? One of the things I like the best is this or that. Maybe it's a nice theater. Maybe it's a great place to run. Maybe it's really cool college. Maybe it's your favorite radio announcer. Yes, Michael's got a big fan club.
Yes, I do. Favorite golf course.
There you go. There you go. Another thing. So if you're into any of that, let us know what you're thinking. We're going to head to the news, but in the meantime, you could tell us what you think. 803-73 will text your thoughts. Also, give us a call if you like, 382-4280. 877-382-4280. As we continue ahead, Jeremy Lawrence on 590 WKZO. One degrees at Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Going to be talking with Bob Larson here in just a few short moments so that we can find out what kind of weather we're going to be looking at. You know, the thing that I'm curious about is I can see the forecast in front of me, and I'd share it with you. I really would, but Bob's going to here in just a minute, so I don't want to spoil it for him. But I am curious about what next week is going to look like.
I am too.
Because it's looking pretty darn good for the weekend. But what is next week? Like, you remember last weekend, we were like, oh, it's going to be wonderful. And then it's going to be freezing. So are we going to do that again? Are we going to go, oh, it's wonderful, and then freezing?
I do remember Bob said that there was going to be a slight cool down at the end of April, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that next weekend, I think, is what he was hinting toward.
Could be.
Yes, and I actually did take a look at the extended forecast, and they did have a cool down in there, only into the 50s, though.
So okay.
We're not talking like, you know, like 30s and 20s.
Okay, all right.
But we'll have to get confirmation from Bob.
I was going to say, all of that could have changed
yes.
just in the last few minutes, because you know what? I mean, you know, to me, when we talk to Bob, my mind is set at ease. This is one of those things where we're like, oh, okay, all right, Bob's telling me it's not going to happen. And you know what? By and large, that's the case. When he says, nope, not going to happen, doesn't.
Yeah, neither you and I are the weatherman. He's the only one that can really tell us that.
Exactly. So I look forward to hearing what Bob has to say, not only about this weekend, but about the coming week. Now, just a few programming notes that you will want to be aware of. We've got some giveaways we're going to be doing sometime soon. We've got four tickets to go see the K-Wings, the opening game of their playoffs. They get underway tonight, and that's right here in town. And on top of that, four tickets to go see Disney Nature's Bears, which is open in theaters right now. We're going to be doing that a little bit later on. Also, some programming notes to make you aware tonight. The Tigers start, looks to be a three-game series. I believe it's a three-game series anyway with the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
That gets underway tonight. 6:40 will be the time of the broadcast. First pitch follows that probably by about half an hour, I think. So
7:08.
Is it 7:08? Is mm-hmm. that what it is? Okay. So they take 28 minutes for pregame.
They always do weird times.
But they got series with the Angels throughout the weekend. Also, on our sister station, 1660 The Fan, if you are a Red Wings fan, this is for you. Game one of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are at Boston tonight. Getting underway, 7:10 will be the time that the broadcast gets underway on our sister station, so you can look forward to that. One thing we need to look forward to, though, before anything else, is the great weather. No matter what you're doing this weekend, the great weather that's taking place. Bob Larson, I'm just going to give you credit for it right now, because this looks fantastic.
Looks like a great weekend, and it's already turned pleasant today.
Yes, it has. We're looking at 60s right now, and it looks like the forecast for Easter is holding out to be even better.
Absolutely. Now, we did have some rain very early this morning, pre-dawn hours. There was concern earlier that rain would linger through a good part of the morning, but it moved away very quickly, and we're back to the sunshine today. And while tonight will be chilly, the weekend looks spectacular. Sunshine tomorrow, lower 60s. Sunshine, or at least partly sunny weather, Easter Sunday, and at or above 70 Easter Sunday afternoon. So how's that?
So Easter Sunday is going to be an awful lot like what we had last weekend, then, from the sounds of it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think all things considered, maybe not quite as warm. There were some readings that were approaching the 80-degree mark, not too far to our south. I don't think we'll see that, but should be able to make it above 70 in the afternoon, above average for a change. The average high temperature today is 61.
Okay. All right. Now, Bob, I did want to ask, because if you remember from last week, of course, we had the wonderful weekend and then the really cold start to the week. Are we looking at that again, or what's the first of the week look like?
Still going to be warm on Monday. I would think above 70 again, maybe even warmer than Easter Sunday, maybe mid-70s. Showers move in Monday night, maybe a thunderstorm. And it's cooler for Tuesday and Wednesday, but the key word there is cooler, not colder. Highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s, not highs in the 30s, lows in the 20s.
Okay.
And no snow.
All right.
So it just cools down a little bit. And by the end of the next week, maybe by a week from today, Friday, could be back to 70 again.
70s. Wow. Well, I think spring is actually here.
There's always back and forth. It probably gets cooler next weekend. But the point is, not as cold as what we had just gone through early this past week.
Hey, we'll take what you're giving us at this point. So. All right, so with all of that, the word you've prepared for us today.
The word is ideal. Ideal for the holiday weekend. Tomorrow night, actually very close to average. I mentioned the average high is 61, the average low is 39. We're projecting 62 tomorrow, 38 tomorrow night. Clear skies, above 70 on Easter Sunday. So it's really just ideal, and couldn't ask for much more.
All right, okay. So it being Friday. And I think, you know, this is like the second week in a row we actually get to do this. For all the weather nerds that keep up with all the numbers, I'm sure you've got some for us.
I do have the Friday numbers. We start with the yearly comparison. And last year, probably around this time, we were commenting about how it was a cold year and it was a cold spring. The average temperature was 1.3 degrees below average, a little more than a degree colder than average for the year. This year, 7.9 degrees colder than average, almost 8 degrees colder than average, so it's certainly a huge difference. Precipitation-wise, we were above average last year at this date, almost 4 inches wetter than average. This year, actually an inch below average. Keep an eye on that, because if that trend were to continue throughout the rest of spring, it could cause some issues for the growing season. It's nothing significant right now. We're about an inch below average, but it is below average. Snowfall-wise, the seasonal total last year was just shy of 67 inches, 66.9. This year, 99.4. Remember we talked about how we were just a couple inches below 100 and we got a little snow? We're now 6/10 of 1 inch, about a half inch below 100 inches for the season.
Okay, and for those people listening that are going, come on, let's get those 6/10, just no.
No,
I was just going to ask if you were going to root that on. I'm going to guess no.
No. No, I think I'm satisfied at 99.4.
Yeah, you're fine with that. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, for the month, the comparison's pretty close. Last April at this point, we were at 43.5 degrees for an average temperature. That was 3 below average. And 44.7 this April, 1.8 below average. I had to double-check that because I thought, oh, it's been so cold. Isn't it colder? Forgot about the warmth that we had last weekend, which actually for a while put us above average, but now we're back to about almost 2 degrees below average, but actually not as chilly as last April. Last April was wet, almost 3.5 inches of rain. This April, only an inch and a quarter of rain, so we're behind schedule. And snowfall-wise, last year it was just a few flurries, but of course we've had an inch and a half of snow this April based upon what happened Monday and Monday night.
Okay.
Hopefully that's the final total of snow.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, for anybody, like I said, for anybody rooting that on, no.
Why?
Can't agree with that. I've just seen way too much of that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bob, tell you what, you have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll try to do the same.
Okay, Jeremy, have a good weekend.
All right. Bob Larson there with AccuWeather, keeping us in the know. And you know what? Those nice temperatures coming up in the 70s on Sunday. I'm sensing an active weekend coming. Something tells me.
Yes, active weekend and shorts.
There you go. Try not to scare people with that, though.
I'll try not to.
But you know what? If you're into an active weekend, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can help you with an active weekend. No, not because I'm going to take you on a run with me. Much as that would be fun, you really do not want to see that. Not fun to watch a middle-aged man try to run. It's just not fun. So instead, what I'd like to do is, well, of course I want to send you to the movies. I do that all the time. And I'm a giving guy that way. And I do want to send you to the movies. Disney Nature Bears. That's opened up today, I believe, was the opening day on that. So you'll be able to go and see that. 4 tickets. And, of course, I'm not done.
There's more.
Because thanks to the generosity of our friend John Brown, he's provided some tickets to go see the K-Wings. But you got to be available tonight. Because this is for tonight's game. So, here's what we're going to do. And I'm making the assumption here that Michael's ready for this. If he's not, too bad. I'm just going to have to make this up on the spot. So.
I'm ready.
See, I need to not warn you and just see how you scramble sometimes. But
what's in my left pocket?
But basically, what we're going to be doing is giving away these 2 different 4 packs of tickets all together. So you'll be able to go see the K-Wings tonight and then go see Bears this weekend at your leisure. And you can do that. It's a 2-step process. It's very simple steps. Pick up your phone and dial one of these 2 numbers, 382-4280, or if you're outside the local area, 877-382-4280. It's toll-free. And all you got to do is call that number and then answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia that Michael has come up with just in the last 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. All right, here it is. College football related.
Okay.
I couldn't come up with anything else.
All right.
What college football team has the most wins in their NCAA football history?
Most wins in NCAA football history. Okay. Guessing that's not Towson State or anybody like
not
that.
Not Towson State.
Certainly not Xavier in Cincinnati.
Or the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're not on the list either. But most wins in NCAA history playing football, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as we give away these ticket packs. We'll let you know who won and what the answer to the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question was. As we continue ahead, also going to be talking Keystone Pipeline. The administration has done something, but Jimmy Carter has come out and said something about it. Might make you change your perspective on it. I don't know. We'll talk about it here shortly as we continue on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we are in the midst of the program. And before we went to the break, we had a little run-in with Michael and the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia that he just seems to make up off the top of his head. Well, he made up another question, and somehow someone managed to get the answer. I don't know how they do it, but they did.
Yes.
So we have a winner for the K-Wings tickets and the Bears tickets. No, not the Chicago Bears, the movie Bears. And the winner of those tickets was
Tom from Mattawan.
All right. So Tom wins all of those tickets. He gets a weekend full of entertainment. And the question and answer, just in case somebody's tuning in and going, what was the question?
The question was, what college football team has the most wins in NCAA football history?
Okay. I'm going to hazard a guess at this.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to make a wild guess and say Georgia Tech. How about that?
Nope. It was nope. not Georgia Tech.
It was
Tech.
Not Georgia. I figured it was something a little off kilter, so I was going to ask that. But all right. Put all of us out of our misery that don't know. Who is it?
The University of Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Hmm.
910 wins.
Not a lot of that's been happening lately, has it?
Unfortunately not.
I was gonna say, they're kind of evening out, letting people catch up now.
Yeah, Texas is at like 875, I believe, and Notre Dame is 873. Mm. And Yale's in there, too, but we don't count them. They're not 1AA. Mm,
okay. What if I thought Penn State was up a little higher than all that?
Oh, Penn State was up there, but you got to remember with the scandal that went on there,
yes.
They had all those wins taken away from them.
Oh, all of them did they?
Yeah, of them during that time span.
Okay. Well, I was thinking all those Paterno years, you know, and all that. But, yeah. All right. Makes some sense. All right.
That means Bobby Bowden is the winningest college football coach.
All right. Okay. So there you go. There's your answer for it. See, he actually comes up with this stuff somewhere. I don't know. But he manages it somehow. Well, the Keystone XL pipeline, this thing has been in the works for a long, long time. This was sort of really not the kind of election issue it should have been. But it was an election issue in 2012. And with this, I mean, there's been an awful lot of people that are on both sides of this saying, come on, we need to approve this thing. And there are others who are saying, come on, we need to kill this thing. Now, the interesting thing is this decision came down today. The State Department decided to extend the review period for the Keystone XL pipeline, basically saying that the decision on the project could be pushed past the midterm elections that come up later in the year. Now, part of this, they say, that this has to do with a judge coming along in Nebraska and saying that there were some things that needed to happen there in terms of the route of the pipeline, and they were wanting to put that off, I guess, to give them some time on that. Well, they're going to provide more time for submission of the views on Keystone XL. I'm not entirely sure what the reasoning is behind it, other than just we really don't want to make this decision in time for the election. That might be part of it. Now, the interesting thing about this is a few days ago, and this came out in Salon, they put out an article indicating that Jimmy Carter has taken a stand against the Keystone XL pipeline. He said that he's urging President Obama to reject the project. He says, you stand on the brink of making a choice that will define your legacy on one of the greatest challenges humanity has ever faced, climate change. He put that into a letter that was addressed to President Obama and Secretary Kerry, John Kerry, of course. And that ran as an ad in Politico. Now, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me, but when Jimmy Carter comes along and says, I'm against that, it automatically makes me go, why should I be for that? Jimmy Carter doesn't like it. I think I like it now. There's just something about that because, you know, he is arguably one of the worst presidents we've had. And there'll be people on the other side of the aisle who say, oh, no, he wasn't bad. You know, he wasn't horrible. Bush was horrible. I mean, you'd hear a lot of that. I'm not going to sit here and defend Bush or anything like that, but I'm going to say, you know what? Jimmy Carter, I think in a lot of rankings, they'd look at him as go, eh, yeah, he wasn't too good. 4 years in and out. So it makes me kind of go, all right, well, wait a minute. What was his judgment on it? Okay, I think I like it now. But here's the thing. The State Department has already concluded in the environmental assessment that they did, and this was released in late January, they said that the proposed pipeline would be unlikely to alter global greenhouse gas emissions. So apparently, This has nothing to do with, quote, climate change. Now, we talked about that here on the show before. Yes, I'm one of those people that goes, no, I think we need to do a little more work on this to figure out if that's, you know, I'm one of those climate deniers. Which the other day, I think, I have to look it up, but Al Gore called climate denier something horrible. I don't remember what it was. But, you know, he's Al Gore. You get that. But basically, the State Department has come out and said, nope, this is going to be okay for the environment. We know that Keystone is going to create jobs in terms of building the thing, in terms of maintaining the thing, and in terms of the oil coming out the other end of it. Because we know that, hey, when it gets there, somebody's going to have to process this mm-hmm. stuff. So why the delay? Now, I know the president, part of it is, you know, the people that support him and that kind of thing. Labor unions are all about this one. We want this. We absolutely want this. This is a good thing. It's going to mean jobs. But environmentalists are going, no, no, no. And if he approves this, that's just absolutely, he's left the reservation for us. We just, so you understand where he's at in this. We're going to keep talking about this and take your calls on it as well. Keep it right here. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.